everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales. And today's guest, I have Gabe Peterson. Gabe, how are you?
Hi, William. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing great.
So, Gabe, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in the business? Were you always entrepreneurial? Is that something that you always wanted to do as a youngster? Or did you fall into real estate later on as you got a little older?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I actually worked in corporate for, I think 10 years, 11 years, something like that. Right. But every single day I wanted to leave. I didn't start out as an entrepreneur. I started management consultant for big companies out here in Washington, Microsoft, Costco, yada, yada, yada. So I did that for a very long time, but I wanted to start my own business. I tried many things. I think I started drop shipping, and then I learned how to do online marketing. And right. Online marketing taught me how to market for properties. Somebody that I knew was actually in the real estate game, and so he, said he got leads offline. And so I thought, that's something I'm good at. So I gave it a try. I got a lead. And me and my friend bought our first triplex. I think I was 24 at the time. But that was, that's kind of how I got into it. And, the rest is history.
Yeah. No, I love that story. So when you got your first property, the question, and I'm pretty sure you deal with this all the time, is how do you fund it? I'm a new investor. I don't have that type of money yet. How did you go about funding that first deal, especially, you're at a ripe old age of 24.
Yeah. I mean, the first one, I had been working and at, a fairly decent paying job. And so I was a W-2 employee. And so I got a loan. I just went to the bank, got a loan. Nice. And bought it that way. And it was me and a partner, me and a friend, bought this triplex out there. We really lucked out. We bought it for, we're in the Seattle area. I think we got it for $187,000. It was this dad and his son bought this house together, and they were just at each other's throats. And so they just decided, I'm done with this. Let's just sell it. So they sold it to us at a killer deal. We got it, $187,000. There was hoarders in it. It was a shit show, but, sorry.
No, that's fine. No. Right. That would be left in.
Yeah. But we fixed it up. We got it looking nice. One of the tenants actually, it was funny. Well, it wasn't funny, but looking back, it's funny. Right. He had been growing weed in his, attic. And so the previous owner had the agreement with him that they would pay electricity. And so his electricity bill was $600 a month. And we were like, no way, this is not happening.
$600.
Yeah. So we started bill back for that. And he didn't like that. And so, he wanted to get out of there. He stopped paying rent. We had to evict him. Before he actually left, he put concrete down the sink and turned it on and flooded the entire thing. So that was my introduction to real estate. Luckily, we sold it a few years later. I think we sold it for $350 or something like that. So we got a decent spread on that one. But that's how we got in.
Wow, what a story. Especially, and I always heard about that, Gabe, where people actually do that, like renters, they get pissed off, whatever, and they'll put concrete down. Usually it's down the toilet bowl. And I'm just amazed, like, why would anyone do that?
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. So how did you change your real estate investing criteria? Because now you do mobile homes. Yep. And also you have education program, which we'll touch base on that. How did you gradually change from, let's say, the triplex to mobile homes? What was it about that niche that you liked about?
Yeah, absolutely. So at that point, after that first triplex, I kept on with corporate for, probably another 6 years after that before I finally, a year and a half ago, decided to go full on for real estate. But I did a number of single family, multifamily deals, over the course of that, that 6 years. And I just was tired of fixing things. I mean, anybody listening or watching the show who has rentals, they know that it can be, you know, unless you have a really solid property management team, it can be extremely frustrating at times. And so I was just kind of tired of that. And I wanted to find a way to kind of sidestep, you know, still be in real estate. I really liked the process of real estate. I really liked what it gave you, the opportunities. But I wanted to stay in real estate, but I didn't want to fix broken toilets. I didn't want to, you know, deal with all the issues that you run into, mold in the attic, you know, broken windows, all that kind of stuff. So after the number of years, I met my partners, and they had one of them had actually taken a course on mobile home investing, and he talked me through it, and he was explaining, like, listen, it's the same thing as you know, it is owning a cash flowing property that is residential, it is a rental property, but the benefit is you don't actually own the structure. You don't own the house. The tenants own their own mobile homes. So really all you have to do is take care, or, you know, you have to make sure that the infrastructure and the park grounds are kept up, and that's it. That's pretty much it. And that kind of sold me. It was pretty easy. I was like, you know, that sounds great. Let's jump in. So we have been wholesaling mobile home parks, cause we really wanted to find our, you know, the best one that we could for the first one. And we're just closing on that. We're closing on it next 3 weeks from now, I think, is the close date. It's a 40 pad, mobile home park out in George, Washington that we're really excited about.
Well, so is that, your first deal in mobile homes?
Yeah, it's our first acquisition. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So, yep. And what do you mean by, was it 40 pad? What is that? Cause I never heard that term before.
Yeah. So for mobile home parks, they usually go by pad numbers. And so you get 50 pad, 60 pad. So there's 40 sites in this mobile home park. And then there's an additional 40 that we're planning on developing, in this big, big back lot back there. So, yeah.
So in a structure like that, so you're just in charge of the upkeep of the land and the infrastructure of the 40 pad or 80 pad. Did I get that right?
Yeah. So, electrical, sewer, water, you got to keep that, the hookups,
Yeah.
And then the grounds. Unfortunately, this, I guess it depends on how you look at it. We see it as unfortunately, this property came with a duplex. So there is an actual stick built house on it. We didn't want that, but it was a great deal and it's near us that we can drive to. So we decided to pull the trigger anyways. So we will have to maintain that actual house. And we're probably going to put a laundry unit in there. So there's going to be a little bit of hands-on work there, but it is 40 pads plus the duplex that's on the property. So we'll be able to actually hire a live-in park manager. So that should take care of most of that.
Wow, that's great. So what's the next? So once you do this, are you looking to do more in that area? Are you investing just in the Seattle, Washington area, or are you looking to expand the business elsewhere? Is there enough mobile home parks in that area alone that you could just say, hey, I could just stay here?
Yeah, actually, Washington has quite a few mobile home parks. I think it was like 2,500 or something like that.
Wow.
More than you think. But we market nationally, so we get leads from all over the place coming at us. We only pull the trigger on the ones that we really, really want. So we're looking for, right now, we're looking for 100 plus pads. But we get leads from all over the country. Anything, if it has fewer than 100 pads, we're only going to do it in Washington State. We don't want to, you know, fly out to something that's not that exciting for us. So
the main thing for you, if you are going to do outside, let's say near you, Portland or wherever it may be, are you looking for boots on the ground, or are you and your partner, or just you yourself are going out there to get the team together or form a new team? How does that
work? Are you talking about one?
Yeah, if you invest outside of your area, let's say, you know, like you just mentioned, how did you form the team? Like, or did you just, you know, how did you find, let's say, the manager or the realtor, the broker? How did you go about doing that?
So we haven't bought a park outside of Washington State.
Okay.
We've done a number of deals outside of Washington State, but it always got to the got to the finish line, and we just decided, you know, this isn't the park for us, so we will wholesale it. So we've wholesaled it to different partners that we have. But I mean, it's just like it would be if we did pull the trigger. It would be just like any other, out of state investment that you work with. We just have to work with brokers, find good contractors to work with to fix the park, talk with local networking groups, and try to figure out the best people to hire on as park managers and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's always the toughest part, right, Gabe? Is just trying to find the right combination of people to work with and to partner with. So has what's happening around the world today with the pandemic, has it affected business for you in general, or are you guys okay?
Yeah, I mean, our occupancy for single family, multifamily, occupancy hasn't changed that much. But it's actually, as from the marketing perspective, from inbound leads, we've actually seen an uptick, which surprised us. We thought we'd kind of see things start to slow down now that people are hunkering down in their houses, but we've actually seen an uptick. We've seen a lot more people coming, trying to sell their mobile home, trying to sell their single family. So that kind of surprised us.
Yeah, because I depending on who I talk to, sometimes business has picked up, over 100%, and everybody else is pretty much just treading water. What are you looking to do in the future? I mean, is it more just staying into the mobile home space? Are you looking to do anything else real estate related? Because I'm looking at office space, Gabe, and I'm hearing more and more people are looking for the employees to work from home. They figured that they saved money, and two, they found that some of the employees were more productive because either the employee had, let's say, a loved one that they were taking care of, or they had a newborn, and they found that they were able to, work 9-10 hours a day. And some people found this for them as the employer, like, wow, this is more productive. How do you see that happening? I mean, the office space. I mean, do you see it taking a hit around the country? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah. So I have my own podcast. Obviously, you've been on my podcast.
Yeah.
Some guests that have been on my podcast that are in the commercial space have been saying that there is going to be a downturn for commercial. Me personally, I don't have my thumb on the state of the market for office space or retail space or anything like that. So I actually don't know. All that I know is what I've heard, and what I've heard is that we can expect to see some hard times for commercial in the next few months.
Yeah, same thing what I heard. Yeah, and the same thing. I'm not in that space, so I was just asking because I know. As you as an investor and doing these 40 pad deals, 50 pad deals, that eventually you might graduate to commercial, but I see.
Yeah, no, it's completely different. We get commercial deals that come our way, like mixed use commercial. Sometimes I've never really been super excited about them because cap rates are usually pretty low, and I've never done a commercial deal on it. So, you can only, in my mind, when you get into real estate, you really got to pick something that you want to understand completely. And then understand that and just stick to it until you're bored of it.
I am 100% with you on that one, Kay, because, and we talked about this on your podcast where for me, instance, I was just all over the place, and you seem to like, you structure yourself that, okay, this is where I want to be at. And that's it. I want to get bored of it eventually. Maybe 30 years from now, sell it off and just retire into the woods or wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
So talk about your education program, because I know besides, your mobile home investing, you also provide education. Now, these are for people that are looking to get into the mobile home space. These are for new investors or even seasoned investors that are looking to get into mobile home parks.
Yeah, and I mean, that's still, we're still under construction. We've got probably about 60% of it done at this point. So if you go to therealestateinvestingclub.com and you can click on the course, you'll see a wait list thing that you can actually jump on. If anybody wants for us to tell you when it actually goes live, but we're not live yet. It's coming up soon. But yeah, it is primarily aimed at people who are just getting into real estate investing, who kind of want to understand how to do it. The one thing, if you are a veteran and you already, you know, you have some experience, the one thing that you really can benefit from is my digital marketing piece of the course. I'm an expert at digital marketing, and so I'm very good at inbound marketing, getting leads coming to you. And so that I really go into very, very, very deep detail with that subject. And so if you already are an experienced investor, you can benefit from that portion of it. Otherwise, it's mainly geared towards people who maybe you've done one deal, you haven't done any deals, and you want to get started in real estate investing. You want to get an overview of how it works and all the contracts, all the analysis tools. So it'd be aimed towards them. Otherwise, if you're an experienced investor and you want to learn how to do digital marketing, it can help you as well.
Yeah, I wanted to touch base on digital marketing. When you first got into it, was it a difficult process? Because especially now, because everybody tells you, let's talk about me, do direct mail. Now it's put ads on Craigslist and Facebook. Also, if you want to put it on Zillow, it seems like there's so many opportunities or waste of opportunities of all this type of marketing. I like I said, direct mail, email. I mean, it's for someone that's new, you could be overwhelmed quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And that's why I always suggest people, and what I will suggest in this course, I will outline every single type of marketing that you can do. But in the course, I'll suggest only choose one to start with, because you really do need to get good at one. If you try to do all of the different types of marketing at once, you're going to be just throwing noodles on the wall, or whatever that phrase is, and it's not gonna actually work. So yeah, I would highly recommend if somebody did want to get into inbound marketing, trying to get leads coming to them, they choose just one strategy and really nail that strategy down. The in my opinion, the one that's most effective is PPC advertising, but okay. It also has the highest skill cap, and so you do need to know a few things in order to get that going. Otherwise, you can do direct mail. I've done direct mail in the past. It works really well. Super, super expensive, but it definitely is effective if you want to go that route.
So pay-per-click is a little bit less expensive than direct mail. So if somebody wanted to, let's say, work with you or partner with you, and they say, and you suggest PPC, it's a better cost per dollar, if I made sense there?
Yeah. So, I mean, for single family, we are currently looking, I think it's around, about $40 per, I can't remember. I'm gonna have to look at the numbers. I think it was around $40 per lead, for mobile home parks. We're looking at about $20 per lead. And that's like quality lead coming into you, not somebody who's just kind of kicking the tires. And so, the same thing for direct mail. We haven't done direct mail in a while, but it was a lot higher than that. But I would say, you know, the caveat is if you don't really know what you're doing, it's very, very easy to waste money with online advertising. So don't just start a campaign. Really, you know, understand it, understand how it works. And if you do want to learn it, jump on my course. Once it's finished, we'll let you know, let you know when it goes live, and you can learn how to do it yourself. But really, you got to learn how to do it before. Don't just start a campaign. You're going to start losing money.
Yeah, I definitely agree, because my first campaign a few years ago was direct mail, and it was pretty much a shot in the dark game, because I was just sending it out to whatever. And you know, everything, as I learned, and you probably did too, you have to target your market, which I didn't do. I just target, let's say, a section of, let's say, Pittsburgh, and I would send out a couple of thousand, and I'm like, geez, this sucks. This doesn't work. But you know what? I didn't target right. I didn't set my criteria, my filters.
Yeah.
Everything is, you got to set up your filters. You got to set up, you know, do you want to go to one zip code or wherever? So I just think you got to have that strategy. And like you said, just stay with, I love that you suggest stay with that one marketing. If it's pay-per-click, just stay pay-per-click and work on that, because there's a bunch.
Well, stay it until you really, you have it. Once you have it mastered, then you can move on. You know, really just nail one down. I'm not saying just do one thing, because, you know, all the different strategies do work. Okay. Direct mail does work. Ringless voicemail does work. text blasting works, email works, it all works, but you just have to do just it correctly.
Gotcha.
So choose one route and then, you know, master it, get really good at it, and then move on to the next.
Well, it's just like you said, with real estate investing, you know, you pick that niche of mobile home parks where, like I said before, and when we talked, I was all over the place. So, and I think too, Gabe, maybe you could touch base on this. A lot of new real estate investors always want to get into wholesaling. Hmm. As an experienced investor yourself, is that the route to go for a newbie? I mean, because you always hear, oh, they don't have the money, so maybe that's the best way. But I tried wholesaling. I never wholesaled a deal, but I found it personally difficult to try to negotiate 50, 60, 70 cents on the dollar. And then trying to find a buyer who's going to talk you down even further.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I would never. I mean, if somebody's trying to get into real estate investing, I would first want to ask them what their goals are. Most people, when they're thinking about investing in real estate, their goal is passive income. They want a check coming to them every month, and that is not wholesaling. You're not going to be, if you're wholesaling, that is a job. You're making a business. So, you know, we do wholesaling now, but it's because we market for deals that we actually want to buy. And then if we don't buy them, we end up wholesaling it. And so it's kind of a secondary source of income for us. I would never really recommend anybody, unless you really want to, of course, I wouldn't recommend anybody start wholesaling as their active job. There's a huge learning curve, and depending on your market, it can be pretty dang competitive. If you're just getting started in real estate, I would suggest just buying a property. If you're in a really expensive market, you know, look out of state, look into Cleveland, anywhere in Ohio, something like that, and just buy a property and go that way, because then you're actually going to be getting that money every month, like most people have in their mind. You can wholesale, of course. I started wholesaling. My first check was $5,000. I was super proud of that, but it's difficult, and it is a job. I mean, it's a business. You can't just expect it to happen.
Yeah, and just like you said, it is a job, because once you get that check, then you still got to do it over and over and over. So you always got to keep at it pretty much every day. You can't take a day off if you're looking to, you know, especially to reach a goal of, so let's say $15,000 a month. Boy, you got to send out a lot of mail and take a lot of rejection. So I'm with you. I my first property was a single family, and I'm glad I did that choice, because I thought wholesaling for me personally was shit. Yeah. You know. So, you know, before we let you go, Gabe, talk about your podcast, because I was on it. You were nice enough to have me on. You're definitely a great host. So. I really appreciate you being on your show. So talk more about your podcast.
Yeah. It's called the Real Estate Investing Club. William was on it, I think, we shot it, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago.
About a week ago, I think.
Yeah. And then his episode will go live probably in a month and a half from now. But it's an investing podcast. I have people on from every different niche, every different strategy, and we talk real estate. So it's if just like this one, if you like real estate, it's a good way to get some knowledge.
No, definitely. And they could find that on Apple Podcasts and any player available.
Yep. You can just go to the realestateinvestingclub.com and you can find all the links there. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, Deezer, blah, 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 all those guys. so just check out the realestateinvestingclub.com, and that's where all the goods are.
Well, Gabe, before we let you go, just a word of wisdom for, which I haven't done this in so long. What's your advice for new investors? You know, Gabe, word of advice.
Yeah. Okay. So for anybody out there that has not done a deal yet and they're looking to get into investing, my first word of wisdom is not to quit your job until you have income coming in. I did that, and it was pretty stressful. So don't quit your job. Keep your job until you start buying properties. The W-2, it really helps you, because then you can get your loans. You got something to get a loan with. And so keep your job. That's tip number one. Tip number two is don't ever give up, because it's hard, and you gotta, you know, at times you're just gonna be like, ah, this sucks, I don't want to be doing this. But if you just keep pushing, eventually you're gonna crack through that door. You're gonna, you know, break through the ceiling, and you're gonna reach the goals that you actually want. So yeah, don't give up, and don't quit your job until you're ready.
Yeah, no, great words of wisdom. And if somebody were to get in contact with you, what's the best way?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably just go to therealestateinvestingclub.com. You can email me, Gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com, or just go to therealestateinvestingclub.com, and you can get the contact information there.
Yeah, and they can also find you on LinkedIn. That's how we met, on LinkedIn. So
absolutely.
I love LinkedIn. That's definitely one of my favorite spots. Anyway, Gabe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, William.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, everyone, that was Gabe Peterson. You can find Gabe at greatnorthwesthomebuyers.com. That's greatnorthwesthomebuyers.com. You can find him on his podcast and YouTube show. Go to therealestateinvestingclub.com. Gabe, thank you so much for being on Peer to Peer Real Estate Show. Really, really appreciate it. You can find me at peertopeerrealestate.com. That's peer, the number two, peerrealestate.com. Also, please go to Apple Podcasts. Look for us at Peer to Peer Real Estate Podcast. Please subscribe, leave a review, tell us how we can make this show better. And before we go, guys, just a couple more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it, protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Also, keep the momentum going. I really, really believe good things will happen. Anyway, on behalf of Peer to Peer Real Estate, I'm William Morales. Thank you, everybody, and please stay safe. Bye.